Well, Australia's greenhouse gas emissions continue to rise after quarterly data was published by the Environment Department yesterday. The biggest increases came from the LNG export sector, diesel-burning vehicles, and metal manufacturing. The data comes as research shows levels of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere now exceed 500 parts per million, as average yearly levels climb at the fastest rate in history. Fellow of the Melbourne Law School at the University of Melbourne, Tim Baxter, says every sector apart from electricity generation increased its emissions in the latest data.
Australia's emissions are up and continuing to go up. So 2015 was the last year that was lower than the year before. Different sectors are doing different things. Electricity is coming down, which is great, but electricity is only a third of our total emissions. Basically, everything else is up or stable.
Figures released yesterday include seasonally adjusted measures to account for increased energy usage during cold weather or other extremes. Mr. Baxter says while this is useful, it's not right to say our emissions are up or down based on these measures.
The seasonally adjusted and weather normalised emissions, that's a statistical process that's used to try and cut through the noise of our emissions. Our emissions jump around quite a lot, and the September quarter, which is the quarter before the one that got released yesterday, is ordinarily the highest point of the year. And that's because it has 2 months of winter in it. In winter, we use a lot more fossil-fueled energy for household and commercial heating and cooling, which drives those spikes. And so this process of seasonally adjusting, which is what you, where you take into account what we predict every single year will happen with our emissions, that they will be up in September and down in December, and then weather normalising. If there's a particularly hot week or hot month, we adjust the emissions again to say that the weather has done this. It's designed to get around the fact that the emissions are noisy, and there's nothing unprincipled about it, except that it isn't right to say that our total emissions are up or down based on that, because it's a statistical trend.
The Environment Department report shows that stationary fuel consumption, transport and fugitive emissions, or leaks, made up the bulk of the increase late last year. Mr. Baxter says while it's good news that emissions from electricity continues to decline, the gap is more than made up for by every other source of pollution.
Virtually every other sector is up, and electricity is only a third of our emissions. And some of those sectors are up a lot, and fugitive emissions is the key one here. Fugitive emissions is leakage of various greenhouse gases from plants, oftentimes, although not exclusively, gas production facilities, and it's leakage of methane. Methane's a really powerful greenhouse gas, around 25 or 30 times more powerful than carbon dioxide. So it only takes a little bit of leakage to have a really big impact on the climate. Fortunately, we are only releasing a little bit comparative to our CO2 emissions, but it's enough to have caused a big spike in our emissions over the last couple of years as we've become the world's leading LNG exporter.
At the same time as Australia's latest data has been released, research from scientists shows the amount of carbon dioxide and other planet-warming gases in the atmosphere continues to rise. CSIRO research scientist Zoe Lowe says data taken from Cape Grim Baseline Atmospheric Station in Antarctica points to greenhouse gases now making up around 500 parts per million of the atmosphere, well above the 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide milestone reached only a couple of years ago.
We reached a point where if you add up the effect of all of those greenhouse gases, it's as if we had 500 parts per million carbon dioxide in the atmosphere already, which is a significant amount and means that the Earth system is sort of committed to quite a deal more warming than we've already experienced.
Ms. Lowe says greenhouse gases stay in the atmosphere for many years and take a long time to fully trap heat and warm the planet.
These gases in the atmosphere, they stay in the atmosphere for a long time and they'll continue to trap heat and continue to warm the planet. So the long-term estimates for how much the amount of these greenhouse gases will warm the Earth system is something of the order of 2.5 degrees. That's an estimate, and there's fairly large uncertainties on that. But the bottom line is we can expect a lot more warming than we've currently experienced.
But she says there are easy ways to reduce some of our emissions. Stopping leaks from gas pipes is a simple measure we could take to reduce our impact on the planet.
We can invest in the infrastructure to fix those pipes, to replace those pipes and fix those leaks. That's easy to do, and it has the kind of win-win effect that we're saving ourselves money in the long run, and we're reducing climate change. Because methane is such a powerful greenhouse gas compared to carbon dioxide, you know, every molecule of methane we manage to stop going up into the atmosphere is a pretty big win in terms of abating climate change.
CSIRO research scientist Zoe Lowe ending that story.